It is time for Kent's Wedding Tips. That's right. Kent's Wedding Tips, and this is actually tip number two. If you missed number one, we did it on Friday. Friday's tip was, if I can remember back that far, yes, just say no to the aisle runner. All right, and there's a video that I posted there on our website about the horrors that are associated with the aisle runner. Today, I'm going to give you a very simple tip. It is Kent's Wedding Tips number two. Feed your guests now. Feed your guests immediately. Hear me out, brides. You're going to take pictures. You're going to have video. You're going to be doing all this, and you should. You should invest in capturing your memories. So after the ceremony is done, many folks like to go ahead and take pictures out the wazoo of all the family members, even the ones that can't stand one another. You get together and you take pictures. Cool. In the meantime, everybody is going to the reception hall, and they are waiting on you. They are waiting. You may have a 4 o'clock wedding. By the time you make it to the reception hall, maybe 7:30. I've seen it happen. Have some food ready to go so your guests do not get hangry. Now, some of you are planning on having all of your pictures done before the reception. You're going to get it all done. Hats off to you if you can make that work. Let me know, because chances are you're still going to have a delay. You're going to take the party bus around town. You're going to do something. Your guests are getting hangry. Why arrive at the reception hall with everybody hangry waiting on you? Have something ready to go. And one of the best wedding receptions that my wife and I have ever been to ever was for our friends, and I want to give them a shout out, Kyle and Haley Essick from Heron. We got them with the reception. We went to the reception hall, and what did we see as soon as we arrive? But like two or three meat and cheese trays. I mean, they had the real salami on there. They had the cheese. They had some kind of rolls. They were in skewers. They had olives. My friend, it was amazing. You got a cup of iced tea or whatever you wanted to drink. You sat down and you were ready to go whenever they showed up. And so I always want to give them a hats off. And on the website right now, you can actually click on this meat and cheese tray that I have, and I'll give you some ideas on feeding a crowd on a budget, okay? Kent's wedding tip number two, feed your guests now. You don't want to walk into that reception hall saying, all right, everybody, let's eat. And they are like, you know, looking at you like the daughter party trying to cross the mountain range over there. Feed them. They will love you even more for it. And then you want to get a good caterer, you find one at the Ever After Bridal Fair coming up at the Pavilion for the City of Marion. It's this Sunday, noon to 5. Brides-to-be and grooms, we'll see you there.